Hello and welcome to Red Lips and Stilettos podcast. I'm Carrie, your host and founder of Red Lips and Stilettos. Here we are removing the competitive gap and giving you as the beauty professional a voice to be heard within our industry. This is a platform created and dedicated to the beauty industry professionals, giving you new ideas, possibilities, and options to consider for your career. We serve to help connect you to the beauty professionals who have been there, done that, and experienced a world and more of what our professional beauty industry has to offer. Starting a beauty business, making that business a huge success, to working in a spa on a cruise ship. You name it, we'll be talking about it right here. This is Red Lips and Stilettos. Our guest today is Yolandi Becker, owner and sole distributor of Young Nails South Africa. Yolandi did her degree in teaching and was a school teacher for 4 years. In 1997, she decided to do her first nail course and soon became a mentor. In 2003, she decided to expand her knowledge and became the sole distributor for Young Nails in Southern Africa. She did her first international training with Greg Sello in 2003, and since then has done many international courses over the years, including USA, Europe, and Russia. She has also been a judge at Beauty Africa. In 2013, she was awarded Entrepreneur of the Year at Professional Beauty. Young Nails won the Best Training Award in our industry in September 2017 and again in September 2018 through Professional Beauty. Her company has been nominated several times and also won awards such as Best Nail Supplier and Best Training. Yolandi's vision is to inspire, educate, and help to form strong, successful businesses for men and for women. Welcome to the podcast, Yolandi. Welcome to the Red Lips and Stilettos podcast, Yolandi.
Thank you very much, Kerry. It's a privilege for me to be here.
I've been looking so forward to recording this episode.
Me too.
So, Yolandi, each week we start every episode with the exact same question. And that is, how did you enter into the beauty industry?
Oh my gosh, mine is quite a long story. To make it short and sweet, I was always in nails since I was very young, and I actually studied teaching. I was a school teacher for 4 years, got married, moved to another city, and I couldn't find a job. So then I decided, no, I can't stay at home, and that is when I did my first nail course. So that was the beginning. That was back in 1997. So being without a job sort of pushed me in the direction of doing a nail course, because I always thought like that is it's something that I wanted to do. And so I did that for a year, went back into teaching because we moved back to the city again to Kempton Park. And I was teaching for another year, and then I decided, no, it's not what I want to do with my life. I want to do nails. So that is basically, in a nutshell, how I started in the nail industry. I loved it from the start. I also started educating at a very early stage for another company. And it's also there where my love for teaching came in.
That's incredible. So before you studied teaching, and you said when you got into nails when you were much younger, were you just doing it on the side, like as a hobby, or how did that come about?
No, I didn't even do it on the side. As a school teacher, I was very busy. I was very active with the sports and culture and whatever, so there wasn't time for, and I also played sports myself. So there wasn't time for any of that. However, I would pass a nail salon, which was very new in South Africa at that stage. And I would pass a nail salon. I always think like, I want to do that. I would like to know how to do it. So I never thought that, you know, that something like that will become my job. So when I went back teaching, after I did the nail course, after I did it for a year and went back teaching, yes, I did it sort of on the sideline, but it was about a year that I said, like, no, it's this is what I want to do as a job. I want to love what I do, and I love doing nails more than I love teaching.
It's so incredible how your passion became a reality. I think that's really, really special.
Yes, I think as well that the fact that I did study teaching, and I did, you know, I was in the industry for 4 years, that gave me a very good background to move forward and to do education. You know, the nail education is to working with adults and to train properly. So I don't regret the fact that I studied teaching and that I was in that industry. I think it also prepared me to become a better educator in the long run.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I think everything, it's like little stepping stones, you know, one experience leads to the next bigger experience and, you know, so on. So
yes,
I don't,
absolutely. Absolutely.
And so after you went back to teaching for a year and then you decided, no, you really want to, you know, pursue nails. How, from there to finding out about Young Nails, can you fill me in that gap?
Okay, so I started doing nails full time in 1999. I was also an educator for another brand in South Africa. So I did educate from an early stage of my nail career. And it was like I was happy, but I also knew that I had more to give. I wanted to bring in something. I was looking at a product that was salon friendly, that had a variety, that is a good professional brand, because there are a lot of options that you can bring in a professional brand. You can bring in barrels, and you can do your own branding. But I decided, no, I was looking for a salon brand that stood out for me, that had a variety of products, that is salon friendly, a company that will support me as a distributor, you know, in another country, and that is also internationally recognized. So I started looking for a nail brand in 2003. About 6 months, I just went on the internet, and that was the old days where we still had to dial up. It wasn't as easy as today. So you dial up and you sit and you surf at night because it's cheaper. And I was just looking for brands and imported brands. And I just like knew like immediately when I work with the products, like, no, I don't like this, or it's not my brand. And then I came across Young Nails after about 6 months research. It was a brand that stood out. They were still also quite new in the USA. And they stood out for me. And eventually one day I just said, I'm going to contact them. And I contacted them and they sent me samples and the catalog and via mail, because it wasn't that easy at that stage, just to say like email. So after 6 months research, I decided, okay, they send me their products and their catalog and so on. And then once I received it, I just knew it was my brand. Also, there was, for me, it was a sign that Young Nails starts with Y-O. And my name starts with Y-O. So for me, it was like a sign of God that this is the brand that I need to bring in.
That's incredible. And what was it besides the name and the Y-O? What else was it about the brand that made you know that this is the one?
Because I've done so many research, I was also looking for customer service. Customer service, I believe, is so important from way back and even more now. And even if we had customer service that was great in the past, but as you know, things is not the same as it was. And with this brand, with the CEO and Habib and Greg that's running the company, they were very supportive right from the start. They really bent over backwards to help me to start in South Africa. And you know, they stood out as people. They're like they care. And for me, it was like a sign that I can work with these people. I don't want a just a professional relationship with them. I want somebody that will have my back all the way, you know, so to walk a long road with somebody. And since the day that I spoke to Habib over the phone is I could relate to them, and also the variety that they had at that stage, and how people in the USA were talking about the product. It was like it was just they stood out at that time. So and even now in now they are one of the biggest companies in the USA, internationally recognized. And they're still very, very good with customer service. They really care. It's something that just went up and up and up a notch. And they have my back as a distributor and our customers. So yeah, it wasn't just the brand, it was about the people as well.
Yeah, and I think what you touched on there with customer service, I think that is so overlooked often in our industry, but it is so crucial and so important to have for people to say that you actually care. You know, it's really important.
To be available and to answer questions, you know, you can't. It's one thing that they also taught me is you can't just train somebody and say, off you go, you know, you're on your own. Is with us as a company and with me and my mentors, is like we are available. If you have a question, you can WhatsApp me. They've got my number. You can DM us, you can email us. We try to answer each and every questions. We do Q&As. We are really there for them. And if there's a problem, we communicate it through with them. We don't leave it. So customer service is very important. You can't satisfy everybody in life, but we surely try to get to everybody and to answer their questions and help them and guide them as much as possible.
That's exceptional. And bringing it to South Africa, how did you find that venture? Did it take a while to take off, or was it quite instant?
That was now in November 2003. So I was in the industry for 5 years at that stage. So it was like starting a new business. Nobody knew about it. We did not have social media. It wasn't that easy to promote the brand. It was really difficult. Those days it was advertising in magazines, and that is a lot of money. It is word of mouth. It is it's flyers, junk mail, those kind of advertising. So obviously it took a while. I was very fortunate to have students continuously, not big classes, but if I had one student, I trained one student. If I had two, I trained two students. So I just took everybody that was interested and trained them. And from there, it was like word of mouth. So I would say it took me basically about 3 to 5 years, really, for Young Nails to be noticed in South Africa, because we did not have a social platform to advertise on, you know. So it wasn't that easy, and it was absolutely my biggest advertisement was word of mouth. And research, if somebody, you know, I think they went on the internet and then they saw, okay, Young Nails in the USA looking for a distributor in South Africa. And but yeah, it's starting a business is never easy. It takes time. You can't build Rome in one day. It's impossible. You have to have patience. You have to work hard. I worked long hours. I had evening classes. As I said, I trained everybody that was interested at any time of the day or night. So I put in a lot of hours, but I would say between 3 years and 5 years, where I could really say, okay, Young Nails, people are starting to know the name Young Nails.
baby steps.
Absolutely.
But it must have taken so much patience to, because I think, I mean, nowadays, especially, people love instant gratification. You know, if you invest in something, you want to see a result straight away.
Yes.
But for you to persevere, I think that's the key word, for 3 to 5 years.
Yeah.
And look at what it is today.
Yeah.
You've done an exceptional job.
And the thing is, thank you very much. I appreciate that. And the thing is, it never stops. You can't stop. You can't come to a stage and say, okay, I've reached my top. I'm now where I want to be, and now stop and I sit back and I relax. It is, you have to continue with your customers, your customer service, your skills. You have to step it up a notch continuously. It never stops. You can never say, okay, where we are is okay. You always have to think outside of the box of what are we going to do next. You can running a business is, it's continuously. It's not just like building it and say, okay, baby is big and now everything is okay.
Yeah. You still have to nourish it and feed it and give it attention.
Yeah, and,
and you, effort.
Yes, and you get your challenges. You will always get your challenges and you have to deal with it. No company is without problems or struggles. Especially this year was a very difficult year. I'm sure that there's a lot of companies that can relate. Importing from another country, especially from California, is very difficult because they had the hardest lockdown worldwide. So it was challenging, but at the end, it's, as you say, perseverance. It's just like just to push through and say, I'm not going to close my doors. I'm going to push through. I'm going to make this work. Somehow I will. And obviously it is stressful, but you just have to believe in what do you want at the end. And it's one thing that I train my nail technicians as well, when they sit in my classes, to tell them, listen, you're going to start your own business and you are not going to be a fully booked nail technician in the first 3 months. That cut is not going to fly. You have to work hard. You must be prepared to put in that extra hours, take people on a Saturday, even Sundays in the beginning. Once you've built your business, you can determine your hours, but you have to take everything that comes your way. You can't just sit and wait for clients. You have to work on it continuously. And it's something that I also learned, is you can't just work in your business, you have to work on your business continuously. And that is also something that a lot of people do wrong. They work in their business continuously, but not on their businesses. And on their business, meaning by that, I'm saying, like, you have to put in the effort on your social media, your advertising, how do you promote yourself, your customer care, all those things. Even if you're just a nail technician or have a nail salon or people working for you, you can't just sit in your business and just do nails and think you're going to be successful. So, you know, it's one thing I train them, is like, you have to have patience. It is going to take between 6 months and a year, but if you want it, you will get it. If you want something, then and you are positive about it, then you work towards it and it will happen.
That's so true. And for you, what was it that kept you going?
I am a very I'm a person that I'm always striving to do better, to learn, to educate myself. I also realized over the years, as you can never say that I know everything, because you don't. every day, mm-hmm. You learn something new. It's like you can be in the industry for so long, but there's always something that you're going to learn each and every day. And I must say, is I wanted to make a success of this. And it wasn't about money. It was to have a influence in people's life, to change their life, to create an opportunity for them to start their own businesses, to improve their lives. You know, I train from young girls to people that has lost their jobs, people that the kids are grown and now they want to start something new just to have their own income. So for me, it was empowering people. That was my main goal, is just to play a role in somebody's life, to change somebody's life so that they can be financial independent. And I think I still stand for that. For me, it's not about the money. It's I do what I do because I've got a passion for it. I love what I do. I love training. The experience that I have, you know, it's I love to carry it over and to share my knowledge. And I just want to help. I'm just that kind of person that I love to help people and give them a purpose in life, because I think everybody are looking for, you know, what is my purpose in life? Everybody's searching for that somewhere or the other. And then you train somebody, I change maybe somebody's life, create an opportunity for them. They go into a salon and they can change one of their clients' life by, again, listening to them, their problems, or just being there as an outsider. So it's a ripple effect for me.
Yeah, that's the word, a ripple effect, yeah. Because you have such an impact to play in their lives. And I stand by this with no matter what aspect of the beauty industry that you are in, you have a skill where you can go anywhere in the world, you will always have it,
yeah,
right until the very end. And it's something that you can monetize, you can make money off it.
Absolutely.
So, and you're spreading that impact and that skill. So yeah, it's huge.
I'm trying, and it's one thing about Young Nails is we don't hold back. And if I talk about Young Nails, I talk about my mentors, my staff, everybody that is involved with Young Nails, my brand ambassadors. We don't hold back. We are not a company that said, no, you have to come for a course. We share our knowledge. It's like we're a family, or try to be a family. As you grow, it's not as easy to keep everybody together, but we try, and we share our knowledge. We never come to a stage like, you have to come in and do a course. If I can help you, you have talent and I can help you over the phone or with a video or something, then I'm going to share my knowledge. So that is what Young Nails stand for. We are internationally on social media so big. I think one of the biggest companies sharing knowledge, sharing business education, social media education. And that is what I love about the company, is they share. They are sharing. They're not holding back anything from anybody. So anybody can benefit from it, even if you aren't a Young Nails nail technician.
Yeah. And that's, by having that company culture, it's attracting also the customers and the clients.
Yeah, I think, I think Young Nails got a very strong culture, and they had it right from the start. And I think it's just getting bigger and bigger and stronger and stronger. Even if I look at my fellow international distributors, they are, you know, when we come together, we are the same people. We are down to earth. We can talk to each other. Nobody is better than the other one, when we are really like a family, and that the culture of Young Nails is very strong and very visible.
That's incredible. And what are your top three tips for succeeding in the nail industry, specifically in South Africa?
It is, I think, in any country, but okay, specifically in South Africa, there's a lot of nail technicians out there. First, I'm going to say education is key. You will never be like successful, like fully booked, if you don't have proper education. So you have to invest in education, like any other
modality.
Any other job is you have to have education. You can't step into a doctor's office and like, now I'm a doctor. You have to put in that education. So I feel the same about the nail industry. To be professional, you need education, proper fundamentals, and continuous education. The second thing is you have to persevere. You can't sit back and wait for business. It is, in today's life, it's so easy to make yourself visible and to make yourself heard with social media and the different platforms that there are. And even if you don't have clients, is you have to put, that's the time that you work on your business to bring in new clients. So, and then the third thing I would say, if you never come to a stage where you think you know everything. I see a lot of nail technicians that have done their courses way back and they never come for refreshers or evolve in the industry, because the industry have changed, just like phones have changed, the industry have changed. So you have to stay on trend, to go for continuous education, to improve yourself, see what is trendy, make sure that you can offer it to your clients. The last thing that you don't want to do is to show a client away because you cannot do a certain thing. So those are my three things I will advise to them.
Thank you for that. And I've made a note of that. So I'll make some content to share that on your behalf, because I think that's so true. Education is key. You need to understand everything, the whole holistic approach to, you know, from the beginning to the end and everything in between. I completely agree with you.
For sure.
And how do you stay on top of everything? So balancing between, you know, keeping up with the trends, consistently posting on social media, to running a business, and obviously your home life. How do you stay on top of it?
Yes, every day is like it's a challenge. For some days I'm not that busy. Sometimes I'm very busy, but I also realize is when you think you don't have time, that's actually the days that you create time to make time to get things done. So even if I have to do it after hours, if something needs to get done, I will do it. It's time management. You have to just manage your time properly. So when I do education or I do training and I still have to do social media in between, you know, I'm not on my phone when I do training, but I will say to my students, like, I'm just doing a post. It doesn't take that long. Or I did my prep work the previous night. But it's like just to manage your time. For me, I'm a very fortunate position if it comes to my home life. I don't have children, so I think it frees up a little bit of time for me. I've got six dogs and a parrot, but and they are my children. But
they are your children, definitely.
But it gives me a little bit more time, and I know that there are a lot of women out there that's got kids. If it comes to social media, sometimes people think that posting, doing your marketing takes a lot of time. It doesn't. It's 5 minutes of the day that you can put in. And if you just do one post a day, that is more than enough to start off with. Time management is just key. And if you have free time, use it. Don't let it slip by, because tomorrow you're going to be so busy and not be able to do the things that you want to do. So it's all about time management and planning. My days are planned to the T. I've got a diary. I know what I do each and every day, what needs to be done, when I have classes, when I go on holiday. So it's all about planning about 3 to 6 months in advance.
Yeah, the planning is what takes, it takes effort, because I find even with what I'm doing, planning is something that I'm not very good at. So I end up, you know, chasing my tail every day just to get everything done. But recently I've actually sat down and I have a whiteboard and I just write down everything that's on my mind and start to plan it for next week and then the next week. So I'm learning
also,
that.
I have never been, I'm very impulsive. I'm not a person, I'm not a left brain person. So I'm not the write down everything person. But I had to learn to do that, to write down what I need to be, what needs to be done, and tick off. Okay, done, done, done. And that actually, once you get into that routine, it's like, I need to do this, I need to do this. And you start ticking off and you get into a routine. It gives you actually satisfaction that you can actually tick off something off your list. So I've never done that. But if you don't do that, then you forget, oh golly, I should have done that today. And then it rolls over to the next day. And then you're in trouble because you don't have the time to do that. So you have to start to become a person that works with a list on, or even on your phone, your reminders or whatever. You have to work on your time, manage your time, put everything in your diary, write down everything and tick off your list. So if you're not a left, if you are a right brain person like me, you just have to adjust. So if you can't, if you're not adjusting, you're not going to get that success, because it's just going to roll over, and eventually you're just going to say, well, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's what I've found in the past is because I'm also very impulsive. So I'll have a great idea and then I'll spend like 6 hours straight on it, but then I don't have that balance. But this year I've actually started, you know, taking a step back and thinking, what do I want to get done today? What needs to get done today? And just baby steps, you know, taking those steps.
What you said now is just taking that step back, is just put yourself on the outside of your own situation and look into your situation and see, okay, what can I do better? And so we don't do that as people. We don't look, we just carry on. It's just, you have to step outside of your box, look into your own life, and then analyze what needs to be done to be successful, and what do you want to achieve, and where are you, what is your journey, where are you going at the end?
Yeah, and that's also, you know, something I'll add also for the listeners is sometimes it's also what's helped me, because often I do end up chasing my tail. But what's helped me is to think of the outcome that I want and to work backwards. So if this is what I want to achieve, what do I need to do in order to achieve that? And by working backwards, it also gives you that clarity and perspective on what
that
you need to do.
That is very important, what you said now, the outcome. What do you want to achieve by doing the things that you are doing? So with us, we are doing a lot of social media videos and so on. And in the beginning, I thought like, oh, I'm wasting my time. I don't know if it's worth it and so on. But I just say, I need to believe in the process. And that was just like, I continued, believe in the process, because I wanted an outcome to be visible. I wanted to share my knowledge. I wanted to be more, I wanted our followers to grow. And that is very important. What is the outcome that you want? Even if you don't get it right away, believe in the process. And walk in faith and believe in the process, and eventually the outcome will come.
Yeah, definitely. And then the last question, which is a surprise question, is if you could go back in time to the younger version of yourself, what would your top advice be to her?
Sure. I'm going to be honest with you. I am I am a person just like anybody else. I make mistakes. I have done things wrong in my life, made the wrong decisions, like any other person. But if I have to go back in time, I won't change a thing, Kerry. Because if I did not make those mistakes, and if I did not take the chances, if I did not believe, or if I did not do made the wrong decisions, then I would not have grown as a person. I would not have been the person that I am today. So for me, I won't change a thing. I won't give myself advice. Maybe the only thing is don't be so sensitive. But otherwise, I don't look back on my life and say, I should have done that. I should have done that. I made the mistakes and I've learned from it and it made me the person that I am. So it was not mistakes, it was lessons. And that is how I see it. And there's a movie, in a movie where the lead, the was Julia Roberts that plays in that movie, and she showed to her heart, and she says, "This is who we are." Pointing to her heart, saying, "So this is who we are." And then she showed to her face and said, "This is where we've been." And that was a very powerful thing for me. It's like, just learn from your mistakes, or see it as lessons. It's not mistakes. See it as lessons, and don't worry about the wrinkles on your face. As long as you learn from them, then you will grow as a person as you get older, and you will improve as a person as you get older. So I actually have no regrets. Just like, don't be so sensitive.
I love that, and it's so raw and so honest. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, and thank you so much for being on the Red Lips and Stilettos
Was an
podcast
absolute
today.
pleasure to share my knowledge, my journey with you guys. So thank you for inviting me.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode on the Red Lips and Stilettos podcast. My vision for Red Lips and Stilettos podcast is to empower our industry, inspire our professionals, and be that hub for support. I hope you enjoy what I bring to the table, and this little business is literally here for you. So any support, whether it be listening to the podcast, sharing the episodes, liking, following, or telling a fellow colleague or friend to listen, is highly appreciated. If this podcast is something that inspires you or sparks that inner flame in your belly, I would love you to join the conversation, become engaged, let this podcast re-inspire, motivate, and connect you to the why you chose this industry. Every Friday morning, South African Standard Time, a new episode will be released. I look forward to our next episode, but that is it for now. Until next time, stay safe, and more importantly, stay connected.